areas burnt by the campfire are served by private wells and two water districts. Del Oro Water Company, which has three separate districts, each with its own source, and the Paradise Irrigation District. Reese Crenshaw is an engineer with the State Division of Drinking Water and in charge of water testing in six North Valley counties. He said some of the concerns are receding. Del Oro's Lime Saddle subdivision, for example, which services areas along Pence Road, draws its water from Lake Oroville.
There was contaminants detected at the Lime Saddle Marina dock at the surface. That testing, it was conducted by the regional board. I believe there was two rounds. The first round detected polyaromatic hydrocarbons and some metals that were of concern. We collected treated samples at the Lime Saddle Marina treatment plant for Del Oro. They were non-detect for these constituents that were detected at the dock. We also tested the raw water at the intake for the Lime Saddle Marina treatment plant because it's on the bottom of the lake, not at the surface. There were no contaminants detected there that were detected at the surface. And then the second round of sampling the regional board conducted at the dock showed far less contamination there.
So any contamination at Lake Oroville affecting the Lime Saddle District is all taken care of by treatment.
Yeah,
so it's not a concern.
We're not focused on that anymore.
At their other districts, Paradise Pines, you say it never depressurized, so that's also not an issue.
Well, one of the zones, the upper zone in Paradise Pines, we were informed that that did not depressurize. The Magalia District did have a lot of burned homes last Monday. The Division of Drinking Water conducted sampling in Del Oro at all three districts, and the sample plan was prepared by the California Rural Water Association, who is acting as the recovery specialist for Del Oro. And that was a first draw sample. That was just what is coming into the home at that moment in time, more like a snapshot.
If one is on a private well, and there are many people who are in the region, that water's never tested by your agency or necessarily by any other.
Correct.
And so, therefore, people should take some sort of precaution?
I don't think a single well-type system that has a hydropneumatic tank and a check valve on the pump is going to depressurize like a PID would or a Del Oro would. It would get a negative pressure in the water lines, sucking in combustion products down in the pipes. I have a hard time seeing that happen for a private well owner, but it's possible. And certainly if a private well owner's water lines are melted but still hold water, they should still be replaced.
As this testing has proceeded and as we've learned more and the results have come back, are there any general trends that are developing?
Well, there's a couple of fronts going on right now. The current rate of contamination for service lines that to burned homes, these are burned out service lines. So there's a little over 300 samples collected in PID, and it's in the high teens, the percentage of lines that are detecting contamination.
So then something like 80% are fine.
Yeah, and then, you know, it comes down to how you define fine. Some people say, well, fine is absolutely no contamination whatsoever, but then we also have a California maximum contaminant level for benzene, which is based on an annual average and based on a lifetime of exposure. That turns out to be 1.4 micrograms per liter. If you just look at all the results that are 1.5 and higher currently in PID, it's about 17%.
Put one at a higher risk. Presumably that exceeding that puts you at a greater risk for something like leukemia.
The limits for drinking water are set based on economics. It's there's an old saying that it's a Safe Drinking Water Act. It's not the Risk-Free Drinking Water Act. Anytime MCLs are set in California, we have what's called a public health goal. That's the goal, that there would be no risk whatsoever. The maximum contaminant levels typically aren't set at the public health goals because there's costs associated with treating the water down to the public health goal. If we set the maximum contaminant levels at the public health water would be unaffordable.
In terms of the water testing in Paradise, are there specific areas that are of greater concern? Is this problem receding as this water is diluted, or as
there's been a couple hot spots found in the PID area, mainly the Lancaster Loop. And so the goal with all this sampling, and I believe all the service lines are going to be sampled in Paradise eventually, but the goal would be to identify, as was done in Santa Rosa, a hotspot area, a concern area. You know, that area would need to have probably pipes replaced. And then the other areas, depending on how the water gets there and it doesn't go through these bad areas, those areas would be determined to be clean. And so we envision kind of a similar recovery as Santa Rosa had, where areas are cleared while other areas are being worked on and pipes replaced.
Authorities and officials have suggested that completing that process will be measured in years. That was Reese Crenshaw of the State Division of Drinking Water. Crenshaw said both Del Oro and PID have hired outside recovery specialists. He said he's hopeful that he'll receive recovery plans from the districts in about 6 weeks.